Our first module focused on the management of patients with EGFR tumor mutations, and to begin, I asked Dr. Reck about his approach to genomic testing for an asymptomatic, clinically stable patient with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung.
So I would like to see the results for EGF, ALK, and ROS1, as well as the information for the NGS. And this is due to the fact that besides EGF receptor mutation and ALK and ROS1 translocations, we have new opportunities. We have something like the BRAF mutation, where we have targeted opportunities available. And furthermore, NGS may give us an opportunity also to access tumor mutational burden very early. So I would like to have this information available as early as possible.
Matt, question from the audience. What molecular testing do you recommend for patients for stage 1, 2, and 3A disease in the community?
For my own practice, we do usually do next-generation sequencing on those tumors, realizing that, unfortunately, the vast majority of those patients, even with early-stage disease, will relapse, and that it's useful to have that information in hand. At the same time, I'm not routinely using that information to inform adjuvant therapy, and so I could understand people not doing it unless they needed it for metastatic disease.
Corey?
So, again, off-study, there's no indication, but there is the Alchemist trial, the ongoing prospective randomized phase 3 with two EGFR and ALK component that's looking at TKIs, and of course the much larger component that does not have either oncogenic driver. That study was amended a year and a half ago to look at NEVO versus observation. So it's being run through Foundation, so you can get the testing done under the aegis of a clinical trial.